Hello, Dog Days listeners and Dog Days podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from Hudson, Wyoming. I think this is one last time. We are heading back tomorrow. But I'll leave that story for another time. Today was very enjoyable, as always. It is so nice to just be unplugged and offline. I have downloaded podcasts from the Dog Days feed, but I'm getting further behind. I was caught up for a while. I think that was last night, maybe yesterday afternoon. And of course, when we're dumping 20 or so shows on the feed every day, it doesn't take long to get far behind again. So we will have some driving time tomorrow. Donna and I are listening to an audiobook, which kind of puts a damper in the podcast listening. The good news is we don't have any more editing to do on the book. That has all been turned in. Thank you, T. Morris. Thank you, my wife, Donna, for doing the lion's share of the work, finding issues, asking questions, clarifying vague statements, hitting those missing words, and getting this thing across the finish line. It feels really, really good. T and I are taking a week off of status calls just to clear our heads, work on PIY, the podcast it yourself thing we're doing at the end of October 28th to be exact, in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll get that back on the rails when I get home. The other thing is the companion podcast. We have 20 or so episodes of that lined up. So we will be releasing... Oh, first we got to record that. But we'll be releasing that. So things are good. Today we had two major missions. One was to do a military honors for my father-in-law. That was the second reason we came up to Wyoming. It was actually the second chronologically, not in terms of priority, though. So my father-in-law passed away last October, and we said, well, since we're all going to be in Wyoming for the eclipse, let's just have an honor service for him. He did serve in the military. I forget what years it was, but he was a CB, which are kind of like the construction workers. When you need a bridge built, these are the guys who go out and build it. So that carried over to into his long-term career as a carpenter, and it was very nice. They had a 21-gun salute for him. They folded the flag. They did the whole thing. Very, very tender moment that, you know, hung on to Donna, and, you know, there were tears shed on all kinds of people. So it was a nice way to honor him and give our fond farewell. The other thing we did today is we went to almost to Thermopolis that I mentioned the girls went to on Sunday. And we went whitewater rafting on the Wind River. There's a tongue twister for you. We'd done this in 1997 when we were here for Donna's nephew Jeremy's high school graduation. And we came back a few years later in 2001, I believe it was 2000. It was in 2000 when he had a marriage, when Jeremy got married. We came back. But we have not been back since. So the first time we did a two-hour raft, the second time we did a four-hour raft, and this time the girls were very excited because they're old enough to go with us. And their cousin Sam was here, and she's now married. Everybody's grown up and whatnot, and we went. The place is still there. Still a lot of fun. We did the two-hour raft trip. A little slow getting out of the gate. There was a young lady behind the counter who was having issues generating a refund for another customer. And she also had a seven-week-old baby with her behind the counter. She was overwhelmed. I wasn't going to give her crap about that. It's like, take your time. The river's still there. We had two rafts full of people. We had a total group of 14, so we put seven in one and seven in the other. Three were not of our party. So of our 11, we kind of split up. And Donna and Julie and Lisa and me, we got in one raft with Donna's niece Samantha and her husband Chris. Chris and I were up front paddling, and Lisa was behind me. Lisa does crew for the for Northern Michigan University. But of course, this is nothing like crew. You just grab a paddle and paddle when he tells you to paddle. The rapids were very fun, class 2, 3, and 4. We got some pictures. I'll post those a little later when we get them back. They didn't sell digital pictures, and that kind of bothers me. It's like, we'll charge you an arm and a leg for a print. It's like, print doesn't do me any good. I got to get it home undamaged, scan the damn thing. It's like, just tell me, put it on a freaking USB drive. I don't understand this stuff these days. You know, there are places, maybe it's just that, excuse me, this little operation can't afford the technology, but there are ways you can post pictures and, you know, watermark them until somebody pays, and then you can download them. I think that's what we did for our whale watching. We had some on CD and some that you could download from the site. So, yeah, it's there. It was a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun. Nobody fell out. Nobody got hurt. And Chris and Samantha went on Friday, and they remembered him. They remember. He's a hard character to forget. Nice young man. He's got a southern accent. So they said, hey, we want the guy with the country accent in our boat. I was like, okay, fine. And our guides were Zach and Sam, and we had Sam. We drove in the van up to the put-in point with Zach, who gave us a good tour, and then Sam gave us the whole narration down the river. So it was a lot of fun. That was our to-dos for today. We came back very hungry, very late, but very happy. Everybody had a good time. We did buy some pictures, and I mentioned I'll get those scanned and put online later this week. All right, on with the DNC story. This is message number 538. Apparently, I'm back in the Ramblings subboard. June 6th, 1987. We are almost 2 weeks in, or 2 months into our relationship. Posted time is 1912 Eastern Daylight Time. Subject, not the beach. Okay, I get some time to call, and I have to spend half an hour reading about Flash's complaints that nobody is online, the monitor discussions, the light bulb wars, and something about cereal. Wow. I wouldn't say postings are slow around here. What have I been doing since Thursday? Glad you asked. Yesterday, Dee and I went to Mackinac Island. I wanted to take the new bike, but her parents preferred that we take a car. No biggie. Even though the weather permitted riding, we could carry on a conversation, hold hands, listen to music, and rest if we needed to. We had a marvelous afternoon on the island and got back to her house about 9:15 p.m. I stuck around for a while and got home before midnight. I'm glad we went and had a good time. All right, here's a sub-note that didn't make it into this posting. When we went, we rented a tandem bicycle. Mackinac Island is a vehicle-free place, so there's horses, there's bicycles, or you walk. And it is a great tourist spot. If you're ever in Michigan and you have a chance to go to Mackinac Island, this is a little island between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. Great place. Great place. Been there many times since I was wee little to grown up. And Donna and I went there. We rented a tandem bike. And this is when we found out if our relationship would survive, honestly. I was screwing around and, you know, kind of wobbling, and I was in the front, she was in the back, and I'd, you know, make a sudden move with the handlebars. She didn't like it, and she gave me a whack on the side that is one for the ages. It was one to remember. It's amazing I didn't fall off the bike right there, but she meant business. She was serious. When she said stop, she meant stop. And we've never had a problem since. That was the shot across the bow to end them all. It was something. There was something in here. Oh, the bike. I had bought a motorcycle from my brother and was riding it a fair amount that summer. I think I hung on to it until we got to Appleton. And oddly enough, he bought it back when he lived in Appleton and fixed it up. It was a 70... Oh, I want to say it was like a 76 Suzuki, like a 380. I wish I could remember more details. Beautiful bike. Beautiful bike. I loved riding that. And now that I'm in Phoenix, where you can ride a motorcycle year-round, I am getting the urge to buy a motorcycle again. It's been a long time, and they're a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I know everybody says how dangerous they are. They're donor cycles and whatnot. But I don't plan to ride it everywhere all the time. And I will have that discussion another time. I'm going to read on. Today I had to work on our boat, typically Saturday in the summer. I don't complain, however. I can't think of a job that allows you to work one day a week, summer only, and pays half college tuition. Not bad. I was thinking about Dee all day, and she was thinking about me since she was in Oshkosh this weekend. She left this morning, and I was in the wedding party for someone. She left this morning and was in the wedding party for one of her friends. I told her not to get any ideas yet. The time is going to come when we have to talk about that. I just don't want to talk yet. We have talked about almost everything else. That's right. I can talk to Dee like I can talk to my best friend, and we are not inhibited to communicate. We have said things that I would never think about saying to a girlfriend. I think this is a theme from a couple of weeks ago, or in your time frame, a couple of days ago. Very personal things that no one else has ever heard. She has said things to me that she holds very personal. I like that feeling of no holds barred. I think that's how the phrase goes anyway. I can take a weekend without Dee. I can take a weekend without Dee since I made it through that week and a half earlier this summer. This is a breeze. I think the cutesy fun and games are starting to wear off from our relationship. They didn't just disappear, but I get signs of a deeper commitment now where I just hoped before. Yesterday on Mackinac Island, Dee threw first blood. Okay, I guess I did throw this into the posting. She hit me in the side. I deserved it. But it shocked me that she would hit me like that. Here's the story. We were riding tandem bikes and I was in the back. Good thing I wrote this down. I wouldn't have remembered it. I was in the back. She didn't want to ride in the front, but I made her for the fun of it. I was throwing my weight from side to side and making the bike go all over the place. Finally, she made me steer, and she would ride in the back. Although she didn't throw her weight around, I made the bike go all over the place again. She kept telling me to go straight and stay away from the side. I went a little overboard, and she got mad and hit me. I settled down, and we went on with the rest of our day. The moral of the story is, never play with a woman's temper. It might be painful in more ways than one. McCoy out. Well, I kind of blew the spoiler to that one. Apologize. But sometimes I don't remember what I wrote 30 years ago. Do you? That takes care of it for this time. It's been a wonderful day. We are heading back to Salt Lake City tomorrow. I will talk to you then. I hope to catch up on some of the listening on the road back. It's about 4.5 hours, almost 5. Kind of depends on whose map you take. So take care, have fun, and welcome to the dog days of summer.